delighted to be invited here this evening, and just to say a particular welcome to the Danish Consul, who's here also this evening, and Helle, as we all know, is from Denmark, and I think my meeting with Helle probably goes back to the time when I went to the Crawford first, and I knew that Helle had an interest in the foundry, and I knew that Helle taught by night, life drawing, and it's kind of interesting how when you work with people, how sometimes some people more than others kind of cross your paths on a more regular basis, and our paths have crossed on a variety of levels, certainly through the evening classes and the life drawing, and I think the evidence of that here this evening, I think one of the things about Helle's work is the real sense of life in the life drawings, and one of the points I mentioned to somebody earlier on is how Helle has the ability to convey so much in so little, and I suppose less is more, but the idea that you can convey a sense of life or a sense of realism in such, I suppose, so few lines or so few shades, and it's fabulous to see that. And that carries over, I think, also into the foundry work. And there's a couple of bronze pieces there, and for me personally, the 3D work is something very, very special, the bronze work there. And I know that Helle has worked and has gone back to Denmark and has been involved in projects there and has gone to New Mexico and has worked and has done projects in the prisons as well. And I had the privilege of hearing Helle speak about her project in Limerick Prison there a few years back. And that was a fabulous presentation, and it was really, I think, it epitomises Helle's ability to and her desire to engage with whoever wants to engage, and I think that's a very special characteristic and quality, and should be celebrated. It's a pleasure on another level to come back here to Cronin's, because Jolene and I have a history. Going back 10 years, 11 years in another lifetime, I suppose, really. But I think what's interesting about that particular connection is that the Media Communications Department, which is where Jolene would have studied in her undergraduate, would have been very close to my heart and under my umbrella at the time, and it's great to have them back under my umbrella again, and to catch up with Jolene about where all the graduates have gone from that, and to see the connection, the circle is kind of closed a little bit, and it's quite nice to see that this evening. And I suppose, again, just back to Helle and the drive to continue one's own development. Helle is now doing her PhD, and a very unusual PhD to some appearances. She's registered in UCC in the archaeology department under William Billy O'Brien. And I was asking Helle this evening, how is it going and how are they taking you? Because they probably aren't used to relating to artists. And the notion of, this is really why art is important, because and why life drawing is important, and it isn't appreciated enough, I think, in life, generally. People talk about numeracy skills, they talk about literacy skills, but they don't really, in Ireland at least, pay enough store or put enough store in visual skills. The ability to observe, the ability to be aware of one's surroundings, and to be able to take in what's happening in our environment. And increasingly, other professions, such as the medical profession, and I'm happy to see the link with the archaeology side of things, the ability to observe, the ability to make artifacts and to convey that is significantly, is very important. And we see that in our society today when our landscape has been ruined by bad planning and by poor development opportunities that have been taken, but little respect has been paid to the visual. And so, Helle, I would just say to you, very well done on your new endeavours, and wish you well in those. It will be challenging, but I know that, yes, you will benefit from the study, but so also will those studying with you, and they will benefit from your extraordinary observational skills. And just to wish you all the best with this exhibition. It's one of many exhibitions that you've had, and many more to come. And best of luck, I think, with this.
Thanks very much, Orla.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise now, but I don't think I have to say anything. But Orla, thank you very much. That was beautiful.